Blog Talk Radio.
If the right of free and open debate is taken away from the minority party and the millions of Americans who ask us to be their voice, I fear that the already partisan atmosphere in Washington will be poisoned to the point where no one will be able to agree on anything.
This nuclear option is ultimately an example of the arrogance of power. It is a fundamental power grab.
For people to suggest that you can break the rules to change the rules is un-American.
The nuclear option, if successful, will turn the Senate into a body that could have its rules broken at any time by a majority of senators unhappy with any position taken by the minority. It begins with judicial nominations. Next will be executive appointments, and then legislation.
That doesn't serve anyone's best interest, and it certainly isn't what the patriots who founded this democracy had in mind.
I say to my friends on the Republican side, you may own the field right now, but you won't own it forever. And I pray God, when the Democrats take back control, we don't make the kind of naked power grab you are doing.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Corruption. Until now.
You feel that?
Shipmates, and welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom. And that fight just got that much harder yesterday. I am now declaring a full-scale war on tyranny. I know there's a lot of people out there that just still do not want to admit of what's actually happening, no matter how much evidence is poured out there, no matter how much videotape, audio tape, no matter how many spurs with all kinds of records, top secret data, just can't seem to come to grips with the fact of reality. Well, I have, and I'm frustrated, and I'm done. I can't take any more of it. What happened yesterday in the Senate, and I don't want to listen to any Democrats and say, Bush did it. Well, Bush didn't do it. You can stride it, but did it happen? No. Some of them boys pay for it? Yeah. Wasn't right then, and it's certainly not right now. You can't continue to keep changing the rules just so you can continue to win. Yes, it would be nice to have that kind of power where, oh man, I mean, look at all sports teams would love that. Imagine that. You had that power, you can make your team win every single game. You're champions every year. Imagine that. What do you really get out of it? You didn't earn it. You didn't earn the trophy. You didn't earn them championships. So what did you get out of it? What, your name in the paper? A couple endorsements? Maybe a book deal? What'd you get out of it? So now this is for, well, judicial nominees. The president can nominate whoever the hell he wants. He's only got 50 votes. So what? 51 votes. That's all we need. Simple majority. Okay, here you are. You see now, Mr. King, Mr. McConnell, and Mr. McCain, you see now why when the government was shut down in October 1, the same day as the Obamacare debacle failure of their website to launch, you see now why that was the time to fight? You understand now that that was the time to fight? But you want to wait till 2016? Look what has happened in just 2 months, October and November. We're damn near at the end of November. In 2 months, what has just happened? Millions of people have lost their health care. They're in limbo now. If they do want to go back, if the states will allow it, which most of them are not, and California said no. So now all these people in California, there's only going to be more next year. But next year gets the second wave, and the second wave is a much bigger wave. You think this was a tsunami? Ha ha! If this isn't done now, and I mean right now, how much bigger of a mess do you realistically want? What is it that is it going to take for some of you people to realize this needs to be shut down now? Not only the website, but the entire bill. This is not going to get any better, no matter how many more billions of dollars that you pump into it. You're not going to get it any better. It's only going to get worse. The people that are in it now, you think you've got a, well, hey, look, I got a good deal. Well, just think about all the people that are just going to accept the fine and say, screw it, and guess what happens? Well, your premiums are going to go skyrocketed. There's no doctors, no places to go. Well, that's going to help in Agenda 21, sustainable development. Now, you got to live over here where your doctors are, where your government-mandated doctors live. So you live closer. That way you don't have to drive granny, 200 miles to get somewhere because you can't afford the gas, because you lost your job. It's just going to be that much easier. That's all this is about. If you think for 1 second this is about health care, you and that Toronto mayor need to start hanging out. Maybe you can, get the same dealer, buy the same crack, because that's what you're smoking, is crack. Your brain is cracked. This has absolutely nothing to do with health care. This has absolutely nothing to do, Miss Gillibrand, with all these women who are uninsured and they all got kids with asthma. This law is not for them. Because if it was, well, we wouldn't be having these problems, would we? No. It's not about them. Troll. That's all this is about. Now they've got everything. You can't even look at the prices of how much they're going to rape you for, I guess, death care is what it is. You're paying to die. Basically, you're paying for suicide. Suicide is painless? I don't think so. Maybe painless, but it's very, very, very costly. That's exactly what we're doing. We're paying the government so we can kill ourselves. Can't get to a doctor. And if I can, I can't afford the gas to get there.
How am I going to move there? What am I going to do? Can't walk. Don't think for one second that that isn't already happening. There are very few hospitals that will take care of Obamacare patients. The hospital said, no, we're not playing that game. Well, it's going to come to a point where they're not going to have a choice. All hospitals will be run by, well, you guessed it, the government. The government really needs to run hospitals. How about running the daily business of the country? First, by starting with, well, following the Constitution. I taught Constitution for 10 years. You didn't teach Constitution for 10 years, Mr. President. Let's just stop with that lie right there. And what did you teach? You don't know. How the frig could you possibly teach? And if you are so brilliant, why don't you show your bar exam results? I'd love to see that. You failed and failed miserably. But because you were, well, listed as a foreign exchange student, you just snuck right on in there. Yes, sir. Pass. There you go. Then you get a job with Acorn. You spend one day in the courtroom, and the judge left every single one of his teeth, including his back molars, in your ass, and you were never allowed in the courtroom again. That is a fact. That's not hyperbole. That is exactly what happened. Acorn said, no. You embarrassed us. The judge ridiculed you. There is no way we're going to have you in the courtroom. You are now a community organizer. Go out and organize something. Wow, what is that? Well, just put your name on a couple of pamphlets and walk around and shake poor old women's hands and, you know, kiss their grandchildren. You know, make it look like you care. Community organizing. Well, what community did he organize? Oh, that's right, Chicago. Yeah, how well is Chicago doing now? How well is that community doing now? Is that, are you proud of your results, Mr. Obama, of the community that you organized in Chicago? Teenagers have to die in the streets every damn day before somebody finally does something about it. I don't even live in Chicago. I've been to Chicago a couple of times, just went right through it. Landed there a couple of times. Drove right through it. Thought I was able to see, you know, thought I could be able to see Wrigley Field or White Sox. But now, missed them all. Didn't know where they were. I was busy. You don't have to ever have been in Chicago to know what is going on in Chicago. I don't have to be a resident of Chicago to know that there is murder after murder after murder in the street every day, and most of them are, well, they're young kids. Way too young to be gunned down in the street. Enough of this kind of stuff and this knockout game crap. I mean, you want to get yourself involved in a case, Mr. President. The Trayvon Martins and the police acted stupidly and all this crap. That's not the time for you to get involved. This is the time for you, Mr. President. Well, what you should have done was, I don't know, maybe if you had gone to Gettysburg and talked about how we got to this point and the room where we need to grow and speak specifically to these kids that are shooting each other down in the streets of your hometown, the community that you organized. This is your community, Mr. Obama. That's your community. You own that community in Chicago. You organized it. It's yours. You built it. You created it. It is yours. That monster is all you, Mr. Obama. You have created it. And you were very instrumental and creating the Detroit Monster. You were going to save it. You were going to bring all these loaves and fishes to the masses, and you were going to save the planet. Yeah, you sure saved the planet, all right. Yeah, how about that? Couldn't save your own town, but, well, you could save the planet. Well, the planet doesn't need your saving. Sorry, Charlie, but you ain't the chicken of the sea, all right? You're going to have absolutely nothing to do with anything regarding the planet. All right, let's get to the top story here today. And I'm sorry, but I'm fed up. I am at an all full-scale war on tyranny. I cannot take any more of this. What happened yesterday? Harry Reid, we heard the beginning. We'll play it again. I mean, these people are pathetic. How many more times have they got to keep changing the rules? That's how they got this Obamacare pass in the first place. We had the votes to put it down. Yeah. Scott Brown in Massachusetts. Ted Kennedy's seat. Yeah. He was the vote. Well, Harry Reid said, well, we can't have that. We can't have a damn Republican winning Senate. Ted Kennedy's seat? Won by a Republican? Oh! Yeah, block this health care from getting through. We're not going to have that. We're just going to change the rules. Well, we only got 52 votes. Okay, we'll bring it down to 51. Yeah, got a majority. And then to cram it down our throats. I mean, this is where the crime comes in. Because these people forced this against our will, the popularity. Now, I know we have a republic, which, you know, it's a different kind of republic, but it still is a republic nevertheless. Which means there still needs to be a certain amount of power from the American people. If the American people said, we don't want this, lawmakers should have said, okay. They weren't working for us. They weren't working for the American people, which is their job, by the way. That's where the crime comes in. They're forcing you. Basically, what they're doing is they're taking money out of your pocket. They call it for your best interest. They're stealing from you. They stole your tax dollars on a $1 trillion pork sandwich called the stimulus. Did the country see any return? No. They took $600 billion and threw it at I don't know how many companies they got involved to make one friggin' website. Why you need that many companies? Well, whatever. But you have that many companies. With $600 million, how do you not build a website? You got 3 years to do it. I mean, with these top companies, supposedly, even though, which is that one? I think it's the one that Marilyn Tavener's in. Aren't they from Canada? Which one's from Canada? I don't know which one. Who gives a damn? But they're already in trouble, and I believe in Britain and in Canada. On complete incompetence, you pay these people money. Well, you know, this is what I'm talking about. If you were in small claims court, and let's say you go to mom-and-pop website builders, incorporated, you know, right down the block. You go in there, you speak to mom-and-pop, say, hey, I want this website. I want it to do this, 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 and this. So you pay them a whole bunch of money so they can build this super website that you want. A special website, specially built. Just, can you do it? Oh, sure, sir. Absolutely, we can build that special website for you. No problem. Okay, well, we need it. I'm going to give you 3 years to build it. Okay, and I need it done by October 1, 2013. Can you do that? Yes, sir, I can do that. I need it fully operational by October 1. So I got millions of people that need to come into it. Okay? We open up October 1st. Whether the government's shut down or not, we're going to open up October 1. Can you handle that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, 3 years come down the pipe. You get ready. You can show off all your buddies. Hey, look at this. We're going to start this website. Good click the button. Oh, shut down. And you finally were able to, well, put in a few people, but not very many. The website's still insecure. You still got 40% more to build. People's information can be hacked. If not, there's already hackers in there. Don't you think that if you were in court, don't you think that it would be very, very easily won? You wouldn't even need to walk in there with an attorney. You show the evidence, boom, you're done. I mean, Judge Judy, for Christ's sakes, can handle this one. No problem. Done. Well, what's the difference? Why can't the American taxpayers, why can't they sue these companies to get the money back? They took our money. This is our money. This isn't their money. This is the American taxpayers' money. That's who it is. It's the American taxpayers' money. That's their money. Their money. They should have the right to sue these people for not doing what they were paid to do. Millions of dollars, 3 years to build one website. And you have, what, four companies? Probably, you know, God knows how many companies. I mean, the government just loves to just create bureaus, committees. Committee this. American taxpayer has a legitimate lawsuit. They should be able to sue these companies to get their money back, or at least most of it. I mean, if they can finally get it fixed, okay, fine, but they should be able to recoup some of their money back at least. Me personally, at this point, I think the American taxpayer needs to get every single goddamn dime of it back. And then you bring it to an competent company, one that can actually build a website, preferably, you know, companies that have, well, I don't know, done this before. I mean, Mr. Chow, have you ever done this before? Is this your first website that you've ever built? How could you be such an idiot? Why, what did you, you know, I mean, what? I mean, you come in here and you're so aloof. You don't really care. You're giving smart-ass answers. The evidence of your work is just pitiful. And you're blaming everybody else. And these people are blaming you. Everybody's blaming everybody. President's blaming the Republicans. It's the Republicans' fault. They dare to criticize it. And, of course, according to Zeke Manuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother is a doctor, by the way. He thinks that Fox News underfunded the bill. Fox News. You know, and again, I did this yesterday. I was thinking about it, and I went and I looked back in the Constitution, and I couldn't find anywhere in there where it said Fox News can underfund legislation. I couldn't find it anywhere. So I don't know where he got that information. Maybe it's a new rule or regulation that the president, you know, his executive order. He's pretty good at those executive orders. Just whatever the hell he wants, he can just, you know, wave his magic wand and have it done. That's called a tyrant. We have procedures. We need to follow it. And if we are allowing our government to blatantly disregard the Constitution and do absolutely nothing about it, we're asking for it. Not only should the American taxpayer have the right to sue these companies and get every goddamn dime of the money back and bring that money to another place, with a lot cheaper to build a website, one website, and it shouldn't take 3 years to do it. But they should have the right. I know it'll never happen. But at some point, I mean, we have to start looking at holding this administration accountable for once. We never held them accountable for Fast and Furious. The president never held his attorney general accountable, which if the president really genuinely did not know, he should have fired him. But of course he knew. He was in on it. Well, we didn't hold him accountable for that. We didn't hold him accountable for the stimulus money, $1 trillion, all these so-called shovel-ready jobs. Nobody went to work. We got a couple of studies in, you know. We now know that, well, in a gay relationship, the male with the bigger penis is, well, he's the one, he's the pitcher. And the other guy with the little pee-pee, he's the catcher. That's an important study that we needed to find out. America needed to find out. The world needed to find this information out. We got shrimps on treadmills. We've got road signs, $10,000 road signs that say, you know, what was that little catchphrase they had? America Back to Work Act or whatever the frig it was. Whatever the hell that stupid shovel-ready job crap was. We knew it was bogus. They got all these road signs, $10,000 and $20,000 a pop, with no workers under them. Okay, sure. Yeah, look, America's back to work. What, making signs? For 10 grand? Jeez, give me 10 grand. I'll make you a sign. Hell, good God. I want to go in the sign-making business. But the American taxpayer should have the right to sue this government for not following the Constitution. When has this government, when has this administration, when I say government, I'm speaking to this administration. When has this government, this administration? I guess the question is, when have they followed the Constitution? That's the better question. Look what they did with Benghazi. Nah, there was no constitutional, there was nothing wrong with that. Nothing to see here. Hey, look, you know, it was a dangerous area. You know, they knew the risks. Plus, it was only like four. I mean, it was not many. How about IRS? They break any constitutional laws there, I wonder? Anything, you know, perhaps, like, say, you know, in the Bill of Rights? You know? Anything in there? Well, maybe not. The NSA, I don't even know where to go with that. I mean, that's just beyond. Nobody's even ready for that one yet. We got to get through this other stuff here first. I'm sick and tired of these stupid hearings. I don't want any more goddamn congressional hearings about Benghazi, unless it's in front of a grand jury. Enough is enough. We've got to say no more. I know we've got people trying to do the best to fight. I know that. But we've got to turn up the heat. Which means some of you slackers who want to sit on the sidelines and say it's not time to fight need to get off your ass or out of the war. You're slowing things down. You are excess baggage. You are dead weight. You are in the way. You are counterproductive. Then just resign. But we need people in this government now more than ever before who are not afraid to fight, who aren't concerned with consequences in that they're going to lose their job because their constituents didn't like what they did. If you're worried about your job, you shouldn't have your job. You should be more worried about, am I going to complete my job? Can I complete my job? What am I going to do to complete my job? That's what you should be worried about, your job. Do your job. Let everything else come into place. But if you don't do your job well, you know, it's a gamble. It's a gamble. We need people that are not afraid to do their job. And you, Mr. King, I'm sorry, but you show me you're afraid to do your job. Well, I don't want you here anymore, so I'm not going to vote for you. And I would love to vote for you, because I did like you. You broke my heart is what you did. A lot of you guys have broken my heart. Mr. Boehner, you broke my heart too many times. I can't deal with that anymore. Done. McConnell, you never broke my heart because you were never really in it. Sorry, dude, but you're the wrong kind of senator we need in the Republican Party anymore. Time to go, guys. Time to go. Just, you know, lick your wounds. Admit that you screwed up. You failed. You failed to fight when you had a perfect opportunity. American people would be on your side right now, Republicans. Do you realize that? Be on your side. We would have something to stand on to repeal this Obamacare. But now you...
It's not the right time to fight. Ted Cruz is a fraud.
Mr. King, you are the fraud. You're going to act all big and tough, Mr. Joe Conservative over here. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I don't like Obamacare. But, oh, I don't want to fight to repeal it. No, I don't want to do that because I got constituents in New York. Well, you know, they may not like it and then I might lose my job, but I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to fight. It's not the right time. Ted Cruz is a fraud. You're the fraud, Mr. King. You're the fraud. Zip it, Zippy. All right, let's get, you know, only taking me forever. And I got to hurry up here because hopefully if my brother is sober enough to call in this morning, we might get some NFL picks. I'll leave the weekend off because I'm just sick and tired of all the crap that's going on in this country. I'm just sick of it. Sometimes you need that weekend, man, where you can just not think about any of this crap. But then when you turn on the TV and turn on the news on the computer Monday morning and you're just like, oh, my God. So anyway, I am now declaring a full-scale war on tyranny. I'm going to fight it at every step. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know it's going to have to be something big. And we all need to come together. We need to put an end to this. Enough is enough. If you think for 1 second that this nuclear option that they want to do is not specifically designed for certain judges about to come up, so President Obama, before he either gets impeached or is out of office in 2016, he is going to have his way with all the most communist judges he can possibly find. And he's going to load the courts. And don't think for 1 second that he won't. Well, that's not the purpose for government. Government is the purpose of our government. You understand that, Mr. Obama, King? It's not your government. It is our government. The government that was, well, designed long before you were even thought of. This is our government. Love it or hate it, it's not up to you to change it. That's up to us. That's our job. You cannot take that away from us, which is what you are trying to do. You are doing everything you possibly can to have a complete and total government takeover before you completely leave office. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that you get to stay in office until you want to? Just by executive order? What the hell is their end game? This is what I'd like to know. They love to use that phrase, end game. Well, what the hell is their end game? What are they going to get out of this? With all this tyranny, what do you get out of all this tyranny? I don't know. I know what I don't get anymore. I don't get my freedom anymore. I know that. So, Mr. Reed, the Democrats, well, they triggered the nuclear option. Let's go ahead and listen to this. You go ahead. We're going to listen to this one more time. One more time, real quick. This is the Democrats then. And then I'm going to get to how they are now.
If the right of free and open debate is taken away from the minority party and the millions of Americans who ask us to be their voice, I fear that the already partisan atmosphere in Washington will be poisoned to the point where no one will be able to agree on anything.
This nuclear option is ultimately an example of the arrogance of power. It is a fundamental power grab.
For people to suggest that you can break the rules to change the rules is un-American.
The nuclear option, if successful, will turn the Senate into a body that could have its rules broken at any time by a majority of senators unhappy with any position taken by the minority. It begins with judicial nominations. Next will be executive appointments, and then legislation.
That doesn't serve anyone's best interest, and it certainly isn't what the patriots who founded this democracy had in mind.
I say to my friend,
I don't know what the hell that buzzing is. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I could hear it, and it was driving me nuts. So we're going to end it. But anyway, you get the point. And back then, they made a perfect point. They were right. It wasn't a good idea. We don't need to be doing that. We can't have... The purpose of government is not to take over. Not to take over anything. It's simply to govern. It's not about power. Unfortunately, all the people in government, they think that's what it is. It's about power. Hillary Hitman Clinton. That's all she's about. She's more incompetent than Barack Obama, for God's sakes. That woman hasn't done anything. She has accomplished nothing. She was a Watergate, you know, water girl. But she wasn't supposed to be there. It was supposed to be Bill Clinton. But Bill Clinton was off in Cambridge. I don't know. God only knows what he was doing. Staining more blue dresses. God only knows where he was at. But he said, I can't do it. But my fat, ugly girlfriend can do it. So they said, okay. They took her on. She was corrupt. They finally got rid of her. She's been corrupt her entire life. Never hired by a law firm until her husband makes attorney general. And then when her husband becomes governor, oh, look at that. She's now partner. I wonder how that happened. The only deal she ever did were shady deals. But she single-handedly brought down Northern Ireland by herself. Oh, yeah, and under sniper fire, too. Oh, yeah, she was holding on to Chelsea there, Gardner. She's got their, you know, she's got her machine gun, her AK-47 in her hand. She's shooting down the enemy. Oh, yeah, protecting Sinbad and Sheryl Crow. Then she grabbed that 10-year-old little girl that was reading her a poem. She grabbed her, put her under her arm. She's still shooting the enemy. Oh, yeah. G.I. Jane, oh yeah. She hasn't done nothing. Tea party after tea party after tea party. She tried to do her health care, and it was unanimous, Republican and Democrat. She was blatantly told, Hillary, well, it seems that, well, you're incompetent, and, well, you're not allowed to play in any more reindeer games. So you're going to have to leave this kind of stuff to, like, professionals. So you go back and you hold your little tea parties and stay the hell out of the way. That's pretty much what happened. But she didn't do anything. She didn't bring no peace in old Northern Ireland. She went there and drank tea with the wives of all the other male politicians. What the hell is she talking about, bringing peace? Northern Ireland brought peace to Northern Ireland. So getting back to this filibuster, Senate Democrats took the dynamic step Thursday of eliminating filibusters for most nominations by presidents. Yeah, so we don't need that anymore. Yeah. A power play, they say, was necessary to fix a broken system. What was broken about it? The one that Republicans said would only rupture it further. What's broken about it? That you don't have complete power? You only got most of the power? You need to have complete power. Oh, I understand. You're right. It is broken. Yes, you deserve more power, Mr. President. You're the king. You're the emperor. You should have all the power, whatever you want. You're the king. Congress, you don't need Congress to make laws. You're the king. And you don't need that stinking Constitution either. Just get rid of it. Now, roll it up and smoke it. You know, just get rid of it. We don't need it in this country anymore. Burn it. It's awful. It's racist. And it doesn't give the government any power. What the hell kind of a constitution doesn't give the government all the power? We can't have that trash in here. Get it out of my castle. Do it now. Democrats used a rare parliamentary move to change the rules so that the federal judicial nominees and executive office appointments can advance to confirmation votes by a simple majority. See, they don't have enough votes in the Democratic Senate, so we just got to change the rules so that way we can win every time. See, this is for the betterment of the people because, well, we believe in peace and love, and we just want to make sure everybody's happy because we love people. Yeah. Oh, look, a unicorn. Oh.
These people make me want to puke. Zip it, Zippy. The immediate rationale for the move was to allow confirmation of three picks. I knew there was a reason for this. There's got some communists in the just standing in the wings there, just waiting to come on stage. Three picks by President Obama to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Interesting. Tasks are going to be... The most recent examples of what Democrats have long considered unreasonably partisan obstruction by Republicans. Yeah. The Republicans are the obstructionists in this case. Because, see, the Republicans want to have judges that are going to uphold and defend the Constitution. Preferably ones that understand the Constitution. So I can understand why the Democrats wouldn't want that. That would be a threat to their ideology. Because we've all seen their ideology at work, and we all know how great and wonderful that is. Look at what we have in this country today. How many more Detroits do we need? How many more millions of people have to lose their health insurance? And they can't afford healthcare.gov, so they just got to pay the $95 fine. Well, what happens when the government says, well, we can no longer have that $95 fine? The fine is now triple the amount of what your premiums would normally be. So now these people are screwed. They got to pay for something they can't afford. Now little Timmy has to go to school with no shoes. Little Susie's starving. Somebody's got to throw a little girl a sandwich here before she whittles away. I'm not trying to be funny and cute. I'm being serious. This is stuff that's going to happen. This is stuff that already is happening. But it's not the right time to fight. Why is that, Mr. King? Because we haven't had enough people lose their lives, lose their livelihoods? Huh? Well, what's that number? How many more people have to be brought from the middle class into the lower class? And how many of those lower class people have to be brought down even further into the zero class because they got absolutely nothing now? How many more of these people do we have to have like that, Mr. King, before it's the time to fight? When is that time, Mr. King, huh? I'm looking at my watch here. Will you tell me what time is it? 3:30? Huh? 1:15? What time is it? Huh? What's the right time to fight, Mr. King, huh? You got to wait till nighttime? Huh? Got to wait till the, you know, sunset? Or the sunrise? You give me the time. When is it time to fight, Mr. King? Well, the time to fight was October 1st, when you had the opportunity, 2 months ago. That was the time to fight. And you did fight. Well, you didn't fight, but the Republicans did. But you gave up. You voted for the surrender. You've lost your job. You're fired, Mr. King. You're done. Thanks a lot, Mr. King. Thanks. You broke my heart, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Actually, I learned a lesson by you breaking my heart, Mr. King. I learned a lesson, a very valuable lesson. So for that, sir, I thank you. You're still fired. I'm not going to vote for you anymore. You broke my heart. You deserve to lose your job. Not because you broke my heart, but because you voted to ruin millions upon millions of American people's livelihoods. You broke their heart. You broke America's heart. Shame on you. You're fired.
We all know what the hell these jack wagons did. They just complete total takeover. So now what's going to happen when Republicans get into office? They're going to start doing the same thing too? And then what? Another war? Another fight? This is why tyranny doesn't work. All it does is create people fighting. And that fighting at some point turns more, or turns from just arguing back and forth in Congress to people arguing back and forth in the streets to people killing each other in the streets. We don't need any of it. We don't need the government attempting to tyrannize the people. It's not their position. What are you going to gain out of it, Mr. Obama, with all this tyranny, everything that you have on everybody? Through the NSA, the IRS, what do you gain by this, Mr. Obama? What is your end game, sir? What do you win, huh? Huh? What do you win? You win that big, giant, stuffed dinosaur, or is it a bear? What? I can't tell what it looks like. What is that? Is that what you win, that prize? Is that the prize you win? Huh? What do you win? Now you can put as many communists and liberal judges on the bench as you want. Put more people on the bench that don't understand and thoroughly hate the United States Constitution, hating America. You already put two of them on the Supreme Court. I got no respect for that Supreme Court anymore at all. I'm sick of it. There's a few good guys in there. I'm not going to say the whole smash, but there's more bad than good. I'm going to put it that way. It's a crying ass shame is what it is. A crying ass shame. All right. Let me see if I can start getting in here now. Let me open up my treasure chest. I'm sick and tired of talking about that. We don't need to cover all the ins and outs and all this crap. We already know what it is. It's a total takeover. Jesus Christ. All right. Let me open up my treasure chest, see if we can find any friggin' gold. God almighty. Obamacare versus ACA. Remember when it was Obamacare? Remember that? Remember when it was Obamacare? Now it's the Affordable Care Act. Well, they're going to have to come up with something else because it's not affordable. Covered California cancels plans that, they missed the Obamacare standards. They got to be canceled. All you people in California, this is what you voted for. This is what you deserve. Do not complain to me. Immigration activists storm Eric Cantor's home. That's nice. That's productive. That's you don't storm people's homes, man. I don't care how much you hate them politically. You don't storm people's domains. You never know whose domain they may bite back. Let me put it to you that way. So be careful. Washington Times sues Homeland over seizure of reporter's nose. You remember that story. Hopefully if I got enough time, we'll cover it. If not, we'll get it next week, which is fine, which is the story that we need to cover. And as always, every Friday, if my brother is sober enough to call in, we're going to get some NFL picks. So let's get started here. Excuse me. Let me adjust the captain's chair here. It's a squeaky bastard. I'm going to have to get a hold of that first mate of mine here and put a little arl on it. Get her greased down. Anyway, that's all right. We're moving on. Remember when the Affordable Care Act was Obamacare? Remember that? All Obamacare, 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 Obamacare. Even the president. You know, I always thought that was classless and cheap, that he would call it Obamacare. I mean, that's not a professional. A professional, Mr. President, would not have, it's a nickname that has a couple of different meanings. But, You should have been professional and called it the Affordable Care Act. But see, you're not a professional. You put your feet on the desk. You play golf. You're aloof. You're a spoof is what you are. You're a spoof of the presidency. You're not aloof. You're a spoof. Well, the spoof really isn't all that funny anymore. Never really was funny anyway because people are hurting. So it's time to turn the show off. That's what time it is. Why are they calling it the Affordable Care Act now, huh? Well, they don't want to embarrass the king. He's got his name on there. We can't have that. Because people associate. They did a poll. These are brilliant people here. They did a poll on, well, when they asked people about do they like Obamacare, they said no. When they said the Affordable Care Act, they said yes. They thought they were two different things. So, yeah, teachers, yeah, we do not have to be in the classroom to know that you are not doing your job. There cannot possibly be this many stupid people out there. And for all these teachers to say, oh, no, I do a great job. Oh, we all work so hard. Well, then why are there so many stupid people out there? Maybe you need to adjust your curriculum a little bit. I don't know. But who else are we supposed to blame? You people love to blame society for everything. Their parents are the first people that they see. Well, you know, most of these students are their first people that they see. So when you treat them all this stuff and they have no idea what the hell the difference between Obamacare and Affordable Care Act is, well, you have personally taught them how to not think. You taught them how to not learn. Because if you did teach them how to learn, they would have known the difference. There can't be that many stupid people out there. Unless somebody's not doing their job somewhere. Well, I don't know. But in any event, it's always been unpopular. It never has been popular. So they want to change the name to try to turn it to make it popular. It's not ever going to be popular. Oh, the poll said that people didn't like Obamacare, so let's change it now. We'll call it the Affordable Care Act because that's what it is. Oh, so people are going to go, oh, the Affordable Care Act, Affordable Care Act, Affordable Care Act. Oh, yeah, I like that. I remember that. Yeah, somebody on the street asked me that question. They said, do you like Obamacare or Affordable Care Act? And I said, well, you know, we all heard about Obamacare, but Affordable Care Act, that sounds great. Affordable. Affordable care? Well, that's for me. I want affordable care. Yeah, where do I sign up? Oh, really? Healthcare.gov. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll see you next Christmas. Are you kidding me? We are that stupid that we can't see through this. How can they possibly think that we are that stupid? And they continue to come. They keep doubling down on it. I'm tired of being insulted by these people. I'm sorry, but it is a complete and total insult. Let's go ahead and play this. We'll play this here real quick here. And this is the transition from Obamacare to Obamacare debacle to Affordable Care Act.
I like the term Obamacare. We passed Obamacare. Yeah, I like the term. We passed it.
Yeah, we did. We passed it.
Obamacare's on my list. I apologize, Mr. President. I use that term with all respect, by
I like
the way. Good.
Locked in tight.
I like
Obamacare.
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 Obamacare. Until it's working really well, and then they're going to stop calling it Obamacare.
Something
else.
They're losing their existing insurance plans under Obamacare.
Played us on Obama crash. I mean, Obamacare.
Obamacare fiasco.
Obamacare fiasco. Never-ending Obamacare fiasco.
Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare.
Implement and improve the Affordable Care Act.
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 The Affordable Care Act, as I call it, as always called it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, as I've always called it. Oh, yeah. But you were on there how many times there, Ms. Pelosi, saying Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare? Mm-hmm. Got to pass it before you can find out what's in it. Obamacare. I mean, how phony and pathetic is her? Oh, the Affordable Care Act, which is what I've always called it. So what you could tell that she has been briefed. You can tell by her saying that, tell that she has been briefed on, we no longer call it Obamacare. It is now the Affordable Care Act. It is clearly obvious by that, by her admission of that, to bring that up out of nowhere, because nobody questioned her. Well, you didn't ever say that. So she had to bring that up to let everybody know. This is what I've always done. I've always called it the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, so I can't get into liberal trouble. I mean, it's pathetic with this woman. How do you people in San Francisco vote for that? Shame on you. You're the idiot. I mean, it's bad enough that this woman's a total moron, but you got to be doubly stupid to vote that in. Nobody with half a broken wet noodle for a brain is going to vote for somebody that's stupid. Pay attention to this woman before you vote for her. Listen to a couple of her sound bites. Listen to the woman speak. She's an idiot. She has no business representing this your city or this country. These people need to go. All of these people, they need to lose their jobs. There needs to be a lot of pink slips in this country coming up 2014, from top to bottom. Your party is irrelevant. Your actions, or should I say, Mr. King, inactions, that's what we're going to judge you on. Your job performance, not your party. But your job performance, that's what we will judge you on. And you all get an F, which means you are all fired. Did you hear the president say? Did you hear this? I know I heard it. That once it starts working properly, they're going to call it something else? Well, yeah, I've got a few names that... that I know that I've been calling it, and I'm sure there's a lot of names that a lot of people have been calling it, especially those that are trying to sign up for it because they don't have any health care because, well, you took it away from them. I wonder what they're calling it. So now you have to change the name so people will, well, they'll sign up for it now, especially them youngins. As if I still believe the other day, Oregon, which I'm familiar with Oregon because I live just right across the river from Portland, Oregon and Vancouver, Washington, so I'm very familiar with Oregon. Last time I heard, they haven't even had one person sign up in Oregon. And that is, you can, I mean, that's, Oregon's liberal, believe me. Oregon is very, very, very liberal. I find that very odd, especially somebody that, is like Oregon. I'm sorry, but Oregon is very liberal. They love the Birkenstocks, and they all love to think that they're out saving owls. They all think that they're some kind of, every one of them, they're all some kind of activist there in Oregon. They're slobs, and they're pigs, and they're dirty, and they're filthy, and they're disgusting. They're not environmentalists. They're slobs. They're pigs. These people are disgusting. They got no trouble at all leaving garbage and trash and this and that. Oh, but I love the environment. Oh, Oregon does have some very pretty coasts, though. I mean, I got to tell you. Sea lion caves, all that. Absolutely. But in any event, it doesn't really matter what they call the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare or whatever name that you have come up with because you've spent, I don't know, how many weeks now trying to sign up for this goddamn thing and you can't get on it and you don't really want to do it because all of your personal information are going to be hacked, or at least has the opportunity of being hacked. Why do you think people aren't signing up, Mr. President? Because the website's insecure. Hello? Maybe instead of, concentrating on changing the stupid name of the goddamn thing, why don't you, fix the problems. The website's secure so people will feel safe in signing up for it. forcing someone to give all their personal information to a criminal is a crime, Mr. President. And I know you should know that because, you're a constitutional scholar. You should know that. You can't force somebody to buy something, Mr. President. Maybe if you read the Constitution once in a while, maybe you would know that. You cannot force anybody to buy anything or force anyone to sell anyone anything. You do not have the right. You do not have the right to force people to buy or sell anything. Nothing in this Constitution. Again, the American people should have the right to sue not only these companies who built this website to get their money back, but we should be able to sue this government. If this is not an opportunity, what more do we need to at least threaten impeachment proceedings on the president to get him to slow down? We cannot have this government completely take over our lives. We can't have that. We cannot afford that. You can't afford it. I can't afford it. We don't need it. All right, Kurt, hold on. Hold your water there, meat. I'll be with you in just a second here. So let me see where the hell I am. Try to get things going. I got my brother Kurt on here. We're going to do some NFL picks. I've gone on long enough. I can't stand this crap anymore. Obamacare sucks. This entire administration sucks. But football doesn't. So let's just switch gears here and get into something important. All right there, Kurt. You're on the horn here now. Hello?
You suck.
Yeah.
Hey, B.
Yeah.
What's up, B?
God almighty, I'm pissed off from the very beginning of the time I woke up this morning. I'm just sick and tired of this whole crap. So I just look forward to football picks to take my mind off of this nonsense once in a while. So, what do you got for it? Let's go. All right. Well, New Orleans, that was a squeaker, man. How about that? Did you see any of the game last night? Fill me in. What happened?
A little bit. I can't play in on anything because I don't remember any of it. It was
your freaking job to watch this stuff, so you can report back, man. We got poor, unfortunate souls out there listening right now that didn't get a chance to see the game. They expect you. You call up, they're going to get highlights.
All I know is New Orleans won.
Yeah, it was a squeaker. What was it, like 17 to 13 or something like that? Can't remember.
That was exactly what it was.
But it was, which might be a good sign for us.
Well, yeah, I'm fairly positive Seahawks take them in Seattle.
They're playing in Seattle next week,
yeah,
and they're obviously if they had trouble with Atlanta, you're coming into Seattle under that environment. You know, we could be looking at I'm looking at a good game anyway. So,
it
all right,
be.
So you about ready?
Let's do it.
Berg at Cleveland.
I have to pick the armpit.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, I know they're in Cleveland, but Cleveland had they had a couple of good games, but they lost it. I think their season's over now.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's on a decent roll. I think it's 4 or 5 in a row now. Four wins in a row.
Well, I think
it's on a roll.
Well, it's also I think a little bit of all these Roethlisberger trade rumors flying around, I think might have
Kaka.
A little bit of something. Well, I know it's Kaka, but I think it might have something to do with, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
Maybe. I just think they finally put it together and they're playing right.
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thunk Pittsburgh would have been, you know, like New York this year? Who'd have thought that? But all right, you're going to go with Pittsburgh. I think Mom's going to put her down for Pitt. She likes Pittsburgh. She still thinks of Bradshaw's playing with him, so she likes Terry. All right, Tampa Bay at Detroit. Now, does Tampa Bay go three games in a row? Beat Detroit in Detroit?
Nope.
You don't think that's going to happen?
No. Nope. Detroit for me.
I don't know.
Although Detroit's going a little bit, they're not heading north. They're kind of going.
I know, that's
west.
What I'm saying. They're not going south, they're going west.
I'll give them this game though. Tampa, they're just that bad.
You got no hair on your schmeckle at all.
No, I shaved it.
Come on, you don't think Tampa can go 3 in a row? They're already the 2 games are on a winning streak, man.
Yeah, 2 games that's on a winning streak, man. No, I can't give it to them this week.
I don't know. Detroit, they're like you said, they're going west.
I don't hate them or anything. I just
don't hate
them
either. I don't hate them either.
I just can't give it to them.
I'm not even a Tampa Bay fan. I just like looking for the upset. You know, I just like looking for...
Yeah, I just don't see this one, though.
You don't see an upset
there? This one's a little too much of an upset. No, I don't. Not on this one. We'll pick another upset. This one will not be mine.
Well, until I change my mind, I'm going to pick this one.
No. Take Tampa? Okay.
Yeah.
It's not an awful pick. It's just not something I would do.
Well, I love to pick the upset. I always look at it as, okay, is there an upset possibility in this game? And I love to pick the upset. But, you know, because it makes you look like you're smart when you're really not. It's just you get.
Yeah, if you win.
Yeah, if you win. Yeah, look at me. I'm brilliant. I pick Tampa Bay. Oh, wow. You know, you get a TV show. Here's a book option, you know. Yeah, all right. Here might be an interesting game. It is a division game. It is a rivalry game. Both teams are kind of banged up, binged up, hurt up, and suck. Minnesota at Green Bay. So they're in at Green Bay.
Yeah, man, that is difficult now that I think about it.
Because you've got Minnesota. This is a lot. Two teams. They've had a rivalry since, you know, Jesus was a corporal. So,
and Minnesota has to win here shortly. But,
right. And, well, Green Bay couldn't get it done last week. Who did they play last week? I know they got their... The Giants. The Giants beat them. Giants. How about the Giants beat them?
Yeah, but you got to understand what Green Bay was up against there. Rodgers was out.
Hear Rodgers.
Flynn will be ready. Maybe Flynn will be ready this week.
Well,
nah, probably not.
Why didn't they play Flynn?
Well, because he just got there minutes before the game.
Yeah, but didn't they bring him there specifically to play? That's what
probably
you said.
Someday. Yeah, someday. Well, that's what they.
Well, I don't know much about this other guy. Is he like the backup guy, or is he?
I think he's the peanut vendor.
San Diego. How come San Diego lost to Miami? I mean, I thought all this. How about Chicago? They finally pulled it off, didn't they? They beat Baltimore.
Boy, did they? I don't know. You can't quit asking me things that happened.
Well, I'm trying to figure out the rest of the schedule. I forgot to put the fill it out from last week.
I won.
I think Chicago won. Chicago won. I'm gonna give Chicago the win, whether they won or not. I don't give a damn.
Let's get back to that pick. Green Bay. I haven't picked yet.
I don't know what to pick. Do I go with? Is this my upset? Did I miss it? Did I pick Tampa Bay by accident instead of picking Minnesota? Because I really want to pick Green Bay for this. I don't know what to do. What do I do?
I'm going
to
go Green Bay. I have to go Green Bay.
I'm going to go Green Bay just simply because they're playing at home. Minnesota sucks. Green Bay is still a much better football team, hurt, than they are than Minnesota. So, and they're playing at home. I got to go Green Bay. I don't see an upset in this football game. So,
give me Green Bay.
Now, if you want to talk about an upset, does Kansas City drop again now to San Diego? San Diego's playing in Kansas City. Or do you think
now that could be a great upset. I would love to see that one.
Well, San Diego, they kind of irritated me last week by losing.
Yes. And my heart says go with San Diego. My brain says don't do it.
Well, but I look.
See, they can win. They can beat Kansas City.
Well, I just don't think San Diego is all that good of a football team this year. They started out with a lot of problems.
I'm still going with I'm still going with Kansas City is not that great either. They're good, don't get me wrong, but no, I'll play it safe. Kansas City on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kansas City. And yeah, you know, I watched some more highlights of that football game because I, you know, last week against Denver, and I didn't get a chance to see all of it. But so I watched some more, and you can see in Kansas City, you're right, up against a professional football team. They got surprised. I think they were like, wait a minute. These boys are hitting hard. The other guys didn't. What's going on here? I think I understand what you mean by this.
They took a welcoming to the NFL.
Yeah, it's like, hello, here I am. So now, do you still think Denver's gonna repeat? I think they are. I think the smart money says that Denver is gonna sweep them, but maybe not. So we'll have to find out.
Denver has to go to Kansas City to beat them, but I think they still do. I think they still beat them.
Well, maybe not.
That's down the road.
All right.
Let's see what's happening this week.
Well, here could be an interesting game because we all, you and me, both know St. Louis. St. Louis has a tendency to win some very crazy games that they have. Like they beat Indianapolis last week, and they're a streaky team. They beat teams that they shouldn't beat. Now you've got Chicago who, you know, kind of slipped a little bit. Now they're, you know, they've righted the ship and they're, you know, they're a pretty strong football team. They should overtake the Rams, but the Rams are playing in St. Louis. Now, does Chicago beat the Rams or does the Rams beat Chicago? What is it? What do you got?
That's a tough one.
You got your Schmeckle in the guillotine. What is it? What's it going to be? I'm going to pull the lever. What is it?
And this is killing me.
I know. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? I think I'm kind of wanting to pick.
Give me the Rams.
Yeah, you know, I've been wondering. I kind of want to pick the Rams, not because they're at home, but because they're streaky, and I still, well, you know, I'm going to have to go with the Bears.
I would love to, but I'm only going because they are in St. Louis.
I want to pick St. Louis.
Only reason.
I kind of want to pick St.
Louis. I want to pick the Bears.
But because the reason why I want to pick St. Louis is because they're that kind of a team, and it just this seems like an upset. But here I am. I'm going to pick Chicago and watch St. Louis win.
Well, I'm going to pick St. Louis and watch Chicago win.
Well, I'm going to pick Chicago and watch St. Louis win. So we'll both win.
You lose. Yeah. One way or another, somebody wins.
Now, this could be a... this could be an interesting game. Carolina at Miami.
No, Carolina on that one.
I'm going to have to go Carolina, but now Miami won last week, and I know Carolina won last week. I don't like either Carolina, I don't think, is that good of a football team at all. I just don't.
No. Miami is definitely worse.
Well, Miami could have been gooder, but they're not. And then they got all this nonsense going on. I think I'm going to have to go Carolina. They're kind of on a mini roll. I think they're a little bit stronger of a team than Miami is right now. I don't think it matters so much. They're playing in Miami. So what's your pick?
I don't matter. I'm going Carolina.
You're going Miami. Okay, I gotcha. All righty. Kurt picks Miami twice, so which means he's going to lose twice. I'm picking Carolina. And New York Jets at Baltimore. I mean, I don't want to watch this game. It's going to be a good football game, but I just don't want to watch it. Both teams just nauseate me.
Baltimore's got to bounce back a little bit.
Baltimore still is a stronger team than the Jets, but the Jets already, I think they beat them. They're streaky. The Jets are winning games that they shouldn't. I got to go Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Didn't them stupid Jets win last week? No, they lost. What happened?
No, I think they've been winning. I think they've got about three wins now.
No. Buffalo
in a row, I mean.
Buffalo beat them last week. Buffalo.
I don't believe so.
Yeah. They had to have.
I wish they would have.
No, Buffalo, yeah, Buffalo beat them last week.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. I got it written down here that Buffalo beat them.
Well, that doesn't mean they beat them.
Well, let me find out here real quick. Kind of got me a little curious here. The stupid ESPN.
The Bees lost.
Give me a quick second here. Get the schedule and go back to week 11. And Buffalo 37, New York Jets 14. I am perfect once again. Told you.
Good for you.
So, I think Baltimore's going to win this football game. I got to go Baltimore.
I'm on it. What's next?
So you're going to pick the Jets?
No.
So, all right, Kurt picks the Jets. I pick Baltimore. Kurt loses again. Jacksonville at Houston. I don't even – come on. Oh,
Jesus.
God.
But can Houston win?
Houston had much, much more promise. I figured Houston was going to be a much stronger team than they turned out to be this year.
Probably the largest disappointment in the NFL this year. I'll take them to win. I'll take them to beat Jacksonville, though.
I gotta pick Houston to beat Jacksonville. But then does Jacksonville finally they win another game? I don't think they got it.
I think they got two wins under their belt right now.
I'll
give them another one.
You know, I don't think I've ever picked Jacksonville ever. So no, I'm gonna go ahead. I don't think I've ever picked them.
No.
And I know they've won a few
tradition.
Games. It is. It's a tradition to never pick Jacksonville in all the years we've been doing this. So I'm going to go against tradition. I'm going to celebrate Festivus, and I'm going to pick Jacksonville.
All right. You lose again.
I'm probably more than likely going to lose. But I'm going to I'm going to throw it against the wall, see if it sticks. And if it does, well, then I'm a genius and you're not. So that's just the way it is.
Well, just go with it. I'll live with it.
All right. 10 ass C in Oakland. What do you think about that?
I just don't know about Tennessee, man.
I don't either.
I just don't know about them. I just don't know.
I know
you never know about Oakland either. The ratings. I'll go with this. Yeah. Oh, man.
Don't think Tennessee? Tennessee has it. Let's see what
Stop
Tennessee
putting pressure on me. I think they got two wins.
Well, you know, it makes it very difficult, these picks, when you've got two crappy teams, to try to pick which one's going to win.
Which one's worse.
Yeah, which one's crappier. So, but Tennessee, Tennessee was also a disappointment with me. I don't know. How'd you feel?
Yeah, but nothing like Houston, but yeah, they're a disappointment.
I figured Tennessee was going to be
I would have given them 500 at the beginning of the season, but
they started off 3-1 in the first four games, and then they've been losing, and then they won another one. They beat St. Louis a few weeks ago. And they lost to Jacksonville and lost to Indianapolis. Well, of course, they lose to Indianapolis. But, I mean, you lose to Jacksonville.
The Seahawks lost to Miami last year, too. So anything can happen.
Well, also, you've got to look at this. Okay, Tennessee, they beat Pittsburgh. But they've lost to Houston already once this year, Tennessee. Oh, we're not talking about them. We're talking about – okay. Anyway, back to – I got all – mixed up. That's your fault. So they lost to Houston. But they beat San Diego. And they beat the Jets. But they had to play tough games. They lost Kansas City. They lost to Seattle. They lost to San Francisco. That's a three. Those 3 weeks, man. Poor Tennessee. Good God. And then they came back and beat St. Louis. and then lost to Jacksonville and Indianapolis. Now, I'd want to pick Tennessee, but Oakland, let's see what the Raiders put.
The Raiders.
Well, the Raiders have got four wins, but they're what they do is they lose two, they win one, but they lose two, and win one, and lose one, and win one. So they're just pockets. I don't know what the hell. I don't know how to pick this game.
Well, okay, tell me where they're playing. That'll make my decision.
Well, Tennessee, they're playing in Oakland.
Give me the Raiders.
They both got four wins, but Oakland is sporadic. Now, Oakland won last week, and they beat Houston. Oakland does not have they did not win more than one game in a row this year. However, Tennessee has.
No, that doesn't matter to me.
But only once.
I think they're so equal that only because they're in Oakland, I'll take the Raiders.
Well, both you and me are both partial to the Raiders anyway, so.
Yeah, a little bit.
I got to go Oakland.
I'm going to do it.
Just because I like the team better, and plus I think they're just that much better of a football team and being in Oakland, so. All right, here's one for you. See if you got enough hair on your schmeckle to pick an upset. Indianapolis and Arizona.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Well, hey, Indianapolis, they lost last week.
So?
I think it was last week.
No. I'm hairless on this one.
Arizona, look, Arizona. Hey, they're on the up, man. They're playing in Arizona. Come on, man.
No chance. No way. Luck comes in there, plays in the sunshine, and he destroys them.
Oh, come on. Don't shave your hair yet.
No, nope, it's shaved.
Well, what are you going to do when Arizona wins then?
Then I'm going to have to grow it back. I don't know. I'm not touching that one.
I want to pick it. I feel I've got maybe it's my psychic powers working, but I see a lot of upsets this week.
Not feeling
it yet.
Do you sense
that? You're not feeling that? I'm feeling a lot of upsets. I don't know why I want to pick Arizona to beat Indianapolis, but I'm going to do it. Kurt, I'm telling you, I feel upset Sunday this week. I feel it in my bones.
Good.
Feel it in my bones. All right, you're going to pick, you got to go with Indianapolis?
I have to.
Yeah. I like Indianapolis. I like that football team, and I like I like that Luck. So how far do you think they're going to go this year in the postseason? I think it's kind of obvious they're going to be there.
Yeah, they'll be there in maybe second round, but
you
probably
see getting
first.
You see him getting beat in the second round. That's what I see him getting beat.
Kind of what I'm feeling.
But they could make it all the way to the title game too.
And it all it all depends on who makes it too, because things are changing real quick.
Well, if Denver did not beat Kansas City, Denver could have been in a wild card, and they could have lost the first round.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that's
I don't think that. I don't think Denver would have lost the first round, but it could have been a wild card.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying that just it always
that's
happens.
A mixed up AFC is just mixed up, man. You can't pick that one.
Well, NFC's got some tough teams too.
No, that one's easy, Seattle.
Well, right, but you got to get through New Orleans.
And I think that'll happen pretty easily in Seattle. And once that happens, then Seattle has home field, and New Orleans has to go back there. And
well,
just,
I mean, it wasn't too
it's
long
very
ago.
Tough to...
Well, right, but I mean, it wasn't too long ago. When was so 6 years ago? God, I can't believe it was that long ago. 2005? No, when was it? When 2008 is when they won New Orleans won the Super Bowl, and then They come to Seattle when Seattle was 7-9, and they make the playoffs. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they beat New Orleans.
And they beat the Super Bowl champions. Oh, my God. They beat them in New Orleans, too, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
that's right. They did. They beat them in New Orleans. Oh, that had to hurt. If you're an Aint fan, that had to have hurt, right?
Yeah, that was painful. Painful.
I mean, that had to just sting right to the heart, man. I mean,
yeah, that one put a few people to death.
Hey, there ain't enough Tums on planet Earth.
Wounds.
Yeah, there ain't enough Tums on planet Earth to get rid of that heartburn, man. That's going to sting. But that's all right. It wasn't us. We won. Hey, it felt great to us. I didn't feel anything. So
what's next?
All right. Here could be a very interesting game. Dallas at New York Giants.
That is interesting because Giants are 4 in a row now.
And Dallas is
just, you know,
Dallas is Dallas.
Dallas is Dallas.
Let me see. Dallas started off. No, this is the Giants.
0-6.
So, Giants have won 4 in a row, and I think I'm going to have to. I know they're playing in New York. They're playing Dallas, and Dallas is sporadic. They win one, they lose two, they win two, they lose one, they win one, they lose two. I mean, they're just, they're not consistent. So I'm going to have to go with, my boy Eli. I think they got things cooking now. I think Dallas is still Dallas. So you're Schmeckle on the guillotine. What are you doing? Real quick.
Yeah, I will do the Giants this week. I don't want to. I just don't have any faith whatsoever in them, but nor do I have any in Dallas.
I know. That's how how I feel. And the only reason why I'm picking Giants is because they're on a winning streak, and Dallas is Dallas, and they're playing in New York. But, yeah, you're right.
That's
you don't
the only
have
reason
any faith.
I'll do it.
There's no – no – you don't even put your Schmeckle in the guillotine with any one of these two teams because it doesn't matter what decision you make, it's going to be chopped off. So you just stay away from it.
I'm going with the exact same reasons you are for Giants. I don't know.
Something also tells me. Well, something also tells me now, you want to talk about upsets. I mean, Dallas is just the kind of stupid team that would do a stupid upset like this.
But they've killed me, I don't know how many times. I remember, how many times did I say I'm never picking Dallas again last year? And then when
every
I don't...
Time- Well, is when you don't pick them is when they win.
I know.
But
I can't pick them this week. I just can't.
No.
I see Giants winning.
Well, something's got to happen in Dallas because, well, first of all, not only Jerry Jones doesn't like to be embarrassed, but Dallas themselves, the city Dallas, is sick and tired of being. I think they're growing a little old with Romo. They love him. They wish him well. But
I think they keep Romo, and I think the little coach, the child coach, goes away.
I think you're right. I don't think it's so much the players. I think it's the organization of the players, which means it starts with the head coach. I think you're right. Is Jerry Jones? Is he is Jerry Jones pretty much calling the shots? Is he pretty much telling this boy coach to boy man child? Is he?
I think Jones calls. Yeah, he calls it. I think Jones might even fire himself.
He should. I like this coach. I'm not making fun of the.
No,
Dallas.
No. I'm making fun of his age. He just looks like a little boy.
Yeah, he just looks too young. I was like, does your mommy know that you're playing head coach? We're going to have to get a hold of her. What's your phone number?
Did you get a permission slip?
Yes. Where's your parents' permission slip to head coach the Dallas Cowboys? Come on.
I'm sure he's fine. I got no issues with him.
I got no issues with him either. I think he's a good guy. But
he's
fun
because he looks like a little boy.
Right, but I still think Dallas needs...
I think I have underwear older than him.
Right. And Oakland, I mean, Kurt, when, you know, our Raiders, when was the last time that they were even in contention? Howie Long? How long has he been...
Howie. He was out in 83, I believe, 86 maybe, I don't know.
I mean, God, that was,
100 years ago.
I mean, when are the Raiders going to be the Raiders? I mean, they used to be, they're black and silver. They're ugly. They're supposed to be mean. You know, every year they get the
girls
most
right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's they just don't have.
And you're not going to believe this, and you can look it up. I believe the Seahawks have the most penalties right now.
Good.
I know.
I love it. You got a team that has the most penalties. It depends on what the penalties are. I mean, if they're stupid penalties, there's a difference between a smart penalty and a stupid penalty. A smart penalty is the kind of penalty that puts the fear of Jesus in the guys.
Offside is stupid.
Yeah. Do you have? There's going to be a lot of that. Do you have the breakdown of the kind of penalties that Seattle has? I mean, are they all are they stupid penalties, or are they roughing this guy, roughing that guy?
I don't know.
But I like to see
penalize them all. Make a penalty. Make one up. Fingers to the eyes. Let's see some of that.
Well, I like a little bit of that. You know, I like to see a little bit of that, too. And you know there's a lot of stuff going on, especially when they get in the pile, when they're all cramming, trying to find that ball.
No one's
looking. I mean, they're poking eyeballs. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
I love that stuff. But they're trying to take it away now. It's too violent. It's going to be to the point now where even little kids that you can't go play like when we were kids, St. Joseph football, that's going to be taken away because, a kid might get hurt. A little boy get hurt? Geez, how many times are we hurt? Every day. I mean, we shed gallons of blood on a daily basis. I mean, we're still here.
It's stupid.
All
right, what's next?
Nothing. All right. This is Denver. This could be an upset game, too. Denver at New England.
Yes, I like that one. I've been waiting for that one.
This is going to show who's the real dog here. Who's the real dog.
And I'm putting a clause on this one, so this pick doesn't count. Because I'm going to be wrong.
I can see either one of these teams kicking the crap out of either one of these teams any given day. This is a difficult game to pick.
Can we come back to that one? give me a minute.
All right, we'll come back. We got one more game. We got the Monday night game.
Yeah, I like this one, too. This one I like a lot.
Well, this game here is going to – say everything. First of all, it's going to say, San Francisco, you still got an opportunity to be a wild card. It's also going to say, if Washington loses, hey, your season's over. So it's pretty much a must win for both of these football teams.
I saw this coming up last night. I started thinking about it. And I say Crap and Pink does it. They win, San Francisco.
I want to pick San Francisco really bad. Washington's another one of those teams that was not very good. I think they're overhyped. Yes. I think they're way overhyped, but I don't think they're that bad, but I don't think they're that good. And they're the kind of team that wins games that they're not supposed to win. Like, when did they win the other day? Oh, that pissed me off. When was that? Was that last week or the week before? Yeah.
I hate them both equally.
No, it wasn't Minnesota. I can't remember. But anyway, Washington's not – I don't think that good of a team. I really want to pick San Francisco, but San Francisco's not all that good of a team. They've been losing, like – let's see what their record is.
But they've won some, too, lately. They think they have their heads out of their bowels.
Well, you're right. As soon as you think that they're they're standing upright, they're bent over with their head between their knees. So
I hate them both equally, but I think Crap and Pink will get them through it on this one.
Well, San Francisco has lost two in a row. They are completely out of contention now to win the division. And I called this on week three. I called it week three. Seattle won the division.
You keep bringing that up. Real proud of you.
And I called it week three. Seattle won the division.
Yeah. Please bring
when
it up
they
again.
Lost, when San Francisco lost to Indianapolis, that's it. I told you. I put it in the book. So,
yeah.
Okay, let's check out Washington. Francisco
that's lost. Not even worth your time.
They lost to Carolina, and they lost to Indianapolis, so... Yeah, Washington is, I thought they had a few more wins than what they did. I mean, I thought they had five wins. They've only got three. I got them confused with somebody else. There's no chance for Washington to win this football game, even though, well, they're both on a two-game losing streak.
Well, I'm just saying San Francisco wins this game, and that's it. I don't even have to think too much about it anymore.
God, I feel an upset in this game, Kurt, but I don't want to pick Washington because I can't stand Washington. I can't stand them. I don't want
to. I hate them both equally. I can't figure out which one I hate worse, but I think San Francisco will win the game.
Freaking Redskins. I just don't. I'd like them if they had a different team. I just don't like this particular team.
Yeah, I'd be fine with R2-D2. I just don't see it, man. You built him up too big. It was stupid.
Well,
if they had just said, hey, he's a good player, here he is.
He is a good
play.
Kid. He's a good player. He's a good guy. He's not a creep. He's not a, he's not one of these, athletes that the whole world revolves around them.
Well, there's a lot of talk now about him not leading the team very well. I don't know how deep that goes, but
it almost kind of seems that way, that for whatever reason, that this team does not have faith in RG3. They just don't have faith in him. Whatever reason that is. God only knows, but I want to pick Washington because they're kind of streaky, and I think San Francisco is really on the downside. I think San Francisco's – I don't think they're injured, but I think they're injured mentally. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I'm just going San Francisco.
Yeah. All right. Now, do I have enough really to do that? No, it doesn't really matter. All right, I'll do it. I'm going with all these other stupid upsets. I'll go with Washington on this as much as I can't stand them. And you're going to go San Francisco. Now, we got to decide here. This is going to be the deciding moment on who wears the man panties in the NFL. Is it Peyton Manning or is it Tom Brady? Jimmy and the Goat.
I'm still ouch, painful. I don't know. In New England, correct?
Yeah.
Take that even more. Manning's a touch injured.
I can see either one of these teams beating either one of these teams. Not really so much bad, but, you know, you got two fourth-quarter comeback guys playing against each other. Something's got to give here. You see what I mean? I see a really good football game, and that's the Sunday night, 8:30 Eastern.
That's going to be amazing. Amazing game. Ouch. I don't want to do this.
I really want to – I think Denver is a better football team than New England. But it's just the both of these guys can just – I mean, they just throw touchdowns sitting on the bench. They're, you know, they're drinking their Gatorade, you know, got their ball cap on.
I say let them crash.
Oh,
both
God. I can just see – I got
to really have a tough time here.
Now, what do you, now if you really want to get – you really want to go absolutely straight into the cosmos here. What are you going to pick for a score? And who's going to win?
Well, if I can't decide who's going to win, how am I going to pick a score?
I know.
I do see it high. I see a high score.
I see a kind of a high score, too. I also see overtime.
Possible. Very possible. Man, you're killing me on this one.
I don't know.
Yeah, Denver's beat up a little bit.
Peyton Manning is a little bit hurt. He can still throw a touchdown, though. That's all he needs to do as long as you got the lineman.
Put him in a wheelchair, he can do it.
Yeah. And Tom Brady's all pissed off at the world and everybody in it. So he's going to be looking for he's going to be looking for some payback. He's going to be wanting to throw some touchdowns. I don't think he's afraid of Peyton Manning.
No. Man, all right, I'm just going to, it's in the guillotine, it's coming down, I'm going to say New England.
You know, I was going to go there too, but I want to pick, I really, really, really want to pick Denver, and I'm still not.
I do too. I want to.
But I also see Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady coming back in the fourth quarter or in overtime and throwing a freaking touchdown and just screwing everything up.
I know.
I'm
just going to do it.
Wait a minute.
I'm not waiting. I already made my decision.
They lost to Carolina last week.
So what?
They got three losses. New England.
Last week doesn't matter. Last year doesn't matter. This Sunday matters. And I'm just going with it. New England wins. That's my call. High score.
I see a high.
Both
I'm going to go
teams high score.
I'll go Denver. Now, let's talk about some seriously scores. You're
I'd
saying
say,
it's going to be high. I'm going to say
it's
at least in the 30s and 40s.
I say up in the 60s combined.
Okay, I thought you were going to say
combined that. Scores. Both teams.
We'll do combined scores. Oh, man. Well, I see something. I see like 37s. I see like 45s. I see in that area. I got 45-37. Now, I don't know which one's going to get it, but I'm going to put those two numbers down, 45. I have 37 and 45, so I don't know who's going to win. But I'm going to put 37 and 45 down. Because that's the best I can come up with. I can barely come up with picking Denver to win this game.
I was going 27-30-something. That's kind of what I'm eyeballing right now. It's in my head.
Well, you're not. You were talking about 60s. I mean, I'm way in the 60s.
You got a 27. Make it 34 then. That's 70 or 60.
So 37, 45, but I don't know which one's which. I just see that's the kind of score I'm seeing. And that's a combination of, you know, 80, that's 82.
That's real high. I'm sticking with the 60s in that range. And I had 27-34.
That's not a bad pick. That's actually more, I mean, it's more realistic, I think, than maybe mine. But I see both of these teams throwing touchdowns like they're going out of style.
I do too.
But this
and
is
I'm still again not sure which one wins. I will pick New England, and I don't even know why.
Well, this is going to be a test, I think, of which team has the real defense. I've always thought that New England's defense has always been much less than their offense, and they've been winning on their offense. And if you notice, they haven't won too many Super Bowls as of late because you can't rely on just your offense. You need a defense to go with it. I think the defense in Denver is a little bit better than New England, just based on, because I'm a dummy, I'm not an expert at this, but just based on what I've seen on the television screen. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know much. That's why this one is so difficult. But I am going to go New England, and really the main reason, the only reason, is because it's in New England. That's all I can say.
Well, I got to go Denver just because I think Denver is just that much better of a football team. I know Mom's going to go Denver. She'll never pick Tom Brady. Sure, that'll never happen.
I don't mind either one of them. I like them both, but I'm just going to only because it's in New England. The only thing I can say.
Well, this is
very difficult pick. That's probably the toughest one I think we've ever had.
Yeah, this is definitely the game of the week. This right here, well, Denver has what? One loss?
Yep.
New England has three.
I don't care about the records. That doesn't matter.
But I still think there's something in Indianapolis that causes them to win game or lose games if they shouldn't. And that's why I'm picking Arizona. You watch that game. There's going to be some upsets next week. And put this in the book. Get out the book and put it in here right now.
Just make sure you bring that book out next week so I can see how
I've already written the book. I've written the book. I've closed the book. It's already in its second printing. It's out there. You can Google it.
You just bring it out next week.
But I still
three where you lose.
I do see a lot of upsets this Sunday. I see Tampa Bay winning three in a row. They beat Detroit. You picked Detroit. We both see Green Bay winning this football game. I think Green Bay is going to, depending on who's playing, whether this other young buck or Flynn is playing, we both pick Pittsburgh to beat Cleveland. We both pick Kansas City to overtake the San Diego Chargers, which I see it. I got to put an I told you so clause in this one. Look out for them Chargers. Kansas City's going to lose two in a row, and then they're going
to
probably lose three in a row, and they got to play Denver again.
I would love.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and do it right now since I'm in upset Sunday mode. I'm going to pick San Diego.
I'd love to switch, but
this is one of those weeks. I just feel upsets left and right, and I'm going to throw it against the wall. What is it going to hurt? I'm not losing any money on this.
No.
And I'm certainly not, certainly not going to go against my intelligence because I'm an idiot. So what the hell difference does it make? So I'm going to go with San Diego to overtake the Kansas City Chiefs because Chiefs are done. I think you're right. I think they've won their games and they realize, uh-oh, now we got to play football. But how? Well, we don't have the rule book. I pick Chicago. You pick St. Louis. I really want to pick St. Louis.
I really want to pick Chicago.
Do we switch?
I've already. No.
Or do we keep it? Let's keep it the same. Let's Let's keep it. We both picked Carolina to overtake Miami. Now, you want to switch that? Do you think they're playing in Miami?
I want to switch that one.
I don't like Carolina.
I don't either, Miami's just...
I'm in that mode. I just switched. Get out the book. Get out the erasers.
Can't be switching. You made your picks.
I just switched it. I got out the book, and I had invisible ink, so it didn't stick.
Yeah.
So Miami...
It's fun when you get to make the rules, isn't it?
hey, if the Senate can do it, I can do it. You know?
I suppose.
So I'm going to go ahead and rewrite the book. Miami wins over Carolina. You pick Carolina. Now, we both pick Baltimore over the Jets, and I don't like the Jets enough to switch this pick, but I got to throw an I-told-you-so clause because these bastards keep winning games if they shouldn't, but Baltimore's a better football team. So Baltimore wins that game. It's in the book. I pick Jacksonville to upset the Houston Oilers. Oh, Oilers! Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, that was 1980.
Good God, that's been a couple of years. Houston Texans. And you're right, that's actually a pretty good pick. I think Houston's been a disappointment. Jacksonville's been a disappointment since they came into the NFL. So, well, actually, they were pretty good. I think, didn't they go to make a – they were in the playoffs. I think they went to the Super Bowl once. But we both pick Oakland to beat Tennessee. I think that's a pretty safe bet. They're playing in Oakland.
That's the only reason. Oakland can't get out of the bag, but maybe they will this week.
I kind of almost see an upset of that game, but I'm not going to pick Tennessee because I like the Raiders. I see an upset in Arizona to overtake the Indianapolis Colts. You see it the other way. You see Indianapolis Colts to beat up on the Cardinals. You think it's going to be an easy game?
That's probably the stupidest pick you came up with.
Well, I've come up with stupider.
I don't think so.
What do you think of the score of that game's going to be, Indianapolis? What do you think? How confident are you that Indianapolis is going to win this game? You think they're going to win by
34-7.
What? 34-7. I'm going to put it in the book here. That's a pretty 34-7.
I give you authorization to sign my name beside it.
All right. Well, since we got the book open here, and I got plenty of ink. Let me see if I can pick.
It was invisible.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with an OT.
And what? Arizona,
Indianapolis in Arizona. I'm gonna go overtime.
You're nuts.
Now, what score shall I pick?
Arizona won't even make it through the first quarter.
I'm telling you, Kurt, I got the book right here. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I'm making it up as I go along. I'm writing the book.
It's freaking fiction.
Along. Matter, fiction, schmiction. All right. I don't know. I'm going to have to go, 31 minus, I don't like that 31 score. Let's see. I got to have my psychic juices flow here. I've seen a lot of sevens. I already picked 37. You picked 7, 27. So let's go. Again with the 27. Let's go 27, 24 in overtime. Arizona wins the football game. What do you think of that?
I don't think of it. It's stupid.
Actually, I see 21. It might be 21-24. So it's either 27 or 21-24. I'm going to go, I'm going to put a 21 on the side here. So, but that's what it's going to be. Got a 21
on the side. You just remember to bring this book with you next week.
All right. Well, I'll bring that book out here, and I'll show you every chapter I wrote. So, okay. So then leading down here, we both think that the Giants are going to, I think they're going to take care of the Dallas Cowboys. And Denver, I picked Denver to overtake New England. You picked New England to overtake Denver. And like I said, I know Mom's going to pick Denver. And I went Washington over San Francisco. And, well, you forgot to read the book, and you picked San Francisco over Washington. So,
I think Crap and Pink is better than R2-D2. So,
oh, absolutely. I think San Francisco is a much better football team. I'm not going to argue with you. I want to pick San Francisco to really win the game. They should on paper, but I'm in upset Sunday mode, so I got to pick Washington. So, but anyway, that's it. We're running out of time. So, Kurt, thanks again. Call back every Friday. We'll get the picks. And call me on Tuesday morning and let me know who wins the Monday night game. And let me know how much. So we want to do our normal bet. We want to do a bet on one of these, our secret bet. We can't tell the audience what it is, but.
Yeah, which one would it be? Which game? Pick one. I pick Seattle to win.
Okay, I'll pick that too. Well, do we want to do the Denver-New England game?
No, that's too risky.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Those prizes are tough to come by.
All right. Well, not with Obamacare. You can get those for free now.
It's true. Go to the nearest high school.
Yeah, but you got to sign up for that Obamacare, though. So, well, in any event, they're about ready to cut me off. So we'll think of a game and we'll do our secret bet. All right, Kurt. We'll see you again. All right, folks. Every Friday we cover with my brother the NFL picks. Those are the picks right there. You want to be a part of the picks? Go ahead and give us a call on Friday. 646-716-7978. You want to be a part of the program during the week? Don't just archive it. Be a part of it. Be part of the game. Be part of the show. This is for you. Let us know how you think. Call the captain, 646-716-7978. In any event, thank you all for listening all week, and we will see you back here Monday morning, 10 a.m. Goodbye.